It sounds to me like you personally operate from quite a strong sense of integrity about really wanting to do the right thing. Because even that comment around, I can't unknow something, there are plenty of people out there in maybe leadership or management roles that will quite happily pretend they didn't hear something, even though they did. So there's still a conscious choice, isn't there? Like, I've heard this, so therefore I have to act. Whereas some people, as I say, will turn a blind eye. I'm curious to know if you believe that's true around having quite a strong integrity antennae or degree built into you. And if so, like, have you built a leadership team that shares that? Because it sounds, again, from what you said, that you was all operating from the same place.
We were definitely operating from the same place, yeah. We didn't have tensions along those lines. I think the tensions we had were people wanting to do more than they could safely do, understanding that there was an almost insatiable need for what we were doing. And then, you know, I had to be bad cop in that scenario and say, no, we can do this, but we can't do more. Also, we're a charity, you know, so if you're running a charity, even if it's an arts charity, you tend to attract people to work for it who want to work in the charitable sector. So probably come with a specific set of personal ideals and, you know, the kind of rewards they want to see out of their working life, which are more likely to have a decent chunk of impact, personal impact, you know, making people's lives better, that sort of thing, in a sense that you may not see to the same degree in the commercial sector. So although we need to generate surpluses and we have very robust financial frameworks around us, ultimately we're a charity. You know, that thing about unknowing things, you know, we do an awful lot of risk assessments and risk evaluations and all the rest of it, but we would never knowingly put either the company or the team at risk. And that's not just to do with what's happened in the last few years. That's a sort of general principle. It's not an acceptable way for us to behave. Yeah, I know what you mean about people who turn a blind eye to things. I kind of like to think that's quite an old-fashioned thing, like, don't give me any problems. And then, oh, by the way, that problem that you didn't want to be given turned out to be a major. That feels like an old style of management with the leader as someone who's kind of untouchable and unaccountable. And I don't see much of that these days. I don't think I see any of that these days.
Within the arts or more broadly?
Well, within the arts or politics, you see it. But no, within the arts, it's not very common. I think it probably used to be the idea of, you know, certain artistic directors as God, you know, don't give me any problems. By the way, why didn't you tell me about this? You know, a kind of setup, but you don't see that any longer. Or if you do, it's people on their way out.